The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by FabFitFun, a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. You always get a value of more than $200, but with the coupon code NEWSWORTHY, it'll only cost you $39.99 at FabFitFun.com. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about Ivanka Trump's emails, technology stocks, and a mission to Mars. Plus, a Monday Night Football record and Taylor Swift's deal. Those stories and more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Tuesday, November 20th. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with a shooting at a Chicago hospital. Reuters reports a man targeted his ex-fiancée, a doctor at the hospital, but then opened fire inside, killing a pharmaceutical assistant as well and a police officer who responded to the scene. The gunman also died. The police superintendent said all the officers who responded are heroes and likely saved lives by stopping that shooting. And police are still looking for a gunman who opened fire in downtown Denver yesterday near Coors Field. USA Today reports there are still questions about what exactly happened here. One person died and three others were taken to the hospital. It seems the president's daughter and senior advisor, Ivanka Trump, has sent emails about government business on a personal email account. The Washington Post first reported it, and a spokesman for Trump confirmed she has used her private account, but only until she got better guidance from the White House. So why is this possibly a big deal? Well, first, there's supposed to be a public record stored of all government-related emails. And second, President Trump has harshly criticized Hillary Clinton for sending government emails through a personal account. But Ivanka Trump's attorney says this is very different. He says no classified info was sent through the unsecured system and all records were kept. Critics aren't so sure. And here's an update on a couple of conflicts President Trump has had lately. First, the White House is now backing off a fight over CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. A few days ago, a judge ordered that Acosta be allowed to have the press pass back on a temporary basis. But now Bloomberg reports the White House says the pass has been restored for good. So CNN dropped the lawsuit against the president. Remember, this all started over a heated exchange at a news conference between President Trump and reporter Jim Acosta. Also, President Trump is facing backlash right now after criticizing the Navy SEAL who led the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. In an interview with Fox News, President Trump said retired Admiral William McRaven was a Hillary Clinton fan and Obama backer, and then talked about how they should have found bin Laden faster. Fox News reports the Republican National Committee backed the president's comments, but McRaven himself says he didn't support anyone in the 2016 election, and many in the military and even some Republican lawmakers are pushing back against the president's comments, calling McRaven a war hero. It's a tough time for tech stocks right now. The Dow fell nearly 400 points yesterday, and some of the biggest U.S. companies led those losses. Think Facebook, Amazon, and Apple. Down 6, 5, and 4% yesterday. CNBC reports bad PR and possible regulation has not helped at least some of the technology stocks, like Facebook and Google's parent company Alphabet. Bitcoin also saw a drop, falling more than 22% in the last 7 days. Nissan shares are down after its chairman was arrested. He was one of the car industry's highest-profile executives, even a household name in Japan. But now CBS News reports Nissan's chairman, Carlos Ghosn, is fired and he was arrested in Japan. An internal investigation found he allegedly underreported his income for years. He was known for saving Nissan and working out partnerships with Renault and Mitsubishi. NASA is getting ready to learn more about Mars. A new NASA probe is set to touch down on Mars next week and spend 2 years there. NBC News reports it's called the Mars InSight Lander. It launched into space back in May and traveled 300 million miles. Soon, its mission will be to learn more about the insides of the red planet. It'll drill up to 16 feet below the surface. But first, the probe has to nail that landing, and there is definitely no guarantee. This will be NASA's first attempt to land on Mars since the Curiosity rover did it back in 2012. At that time, the landing was known as the 7 minutes of terror, as NASA waited to see if it would work. Stay tuned for what happens this time around. You can watch live online on Monday, November 26th. There's a link to the live stream in today's show notes on thenewsworthy.com, and I'll be reminding you on Monday. Several more stories still ahead, but just a quick break now to thank this week's sponsor, The Neat Company. Neat streamlines accounting and tax-related workflows so you can take back your time and use it for the things you should be using it for, like growing your business, side hustle, or just spending time doing the things you love. The Neat Company's system uses technology to read information off the documents you upload, to put them in a database in the cloud, keep them safe there, and then it can even integrate with other systems you use, whether it's an accountant or other software like QuickBooks. The Neat Company helps give you back up to 12 hours per week and makes tax time a breeze. So try it out. The Neat Company is offering a free 30-day trial at neat.com/newsworthy. Again, to take advantage of a 30-day free trial, go to neat.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Researchers are testing drone delivery for organ transplants, and so far, it seems to be working. TechCrunch reports researchers from the University of Maryland flew a kidney in and around Baltimore in what's essentially a refrigerated box attached to a drone. They hope to solve what's known as the last mile problem when time is of the essence. The experiment used a healthy enough kidney to test it, but not healthy enough to actually use in a transplant. Stay tuned to see if drones delivering organs becomes the norm. Some sports experts say last night's game between the LA Rams and Kansas City Chiefs might have been the best NFL game ever. What we know for sure, though, is that it was the highest scoring Monday Night Football game ever and the third highest total score in any NFL game. Remember, this was the game that was supposed to be in Mexico City, but was then moved last week to LA because of bad field conditions in Mexico. In the end, the Rams outscored the Chiefs 54-51. YouTube is now offering dozens of full-length feature films to watch for free. The only catch? You have to watch some ads. Ad Age says YouTube is now offering movies like The Terminator, Legally Blonde, and Rocky for free. Already, you can buy shows and movies on the platform, but this is the first time that there's an ad-supported option. You should be able to find it when you go to Movies and Shows and then the Free to Watch section. Pop superstar Taylor Swift made a big announcement on Instagram. She signed a new deal with Republic Records and Universal Music Group, and Rolling Stone says the end result will impact thousands of artists. Swift had a lot of power in those negotiations, and she said the condition that meant most to her was advocating for all artists and creators. So the new deal says any sale of UMG Spotify shares must lead to distribution of money to their artists. Swift will also own all her master recordings, which is a change from her previous deal, where her previous record label owned all of her previous albums. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned, I list all the sources and story links for you in today's show notes. Just head on over to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day. Hey, a quick reminder to grab your winter box before they sell out at FabFitFun.com. I already got mine and I love it. The surprise is half the fun, but I'll give you a little preview. The winter box comes with a soft knit throw from Mark & Graham, body cream from Anthropologie, and so much more that I actually use. So you'll only pay $39.99 with the coupon code NEWSWORTHY. Get it at FabFitFun.com.